Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Sander over in Nidaway. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, there's exciting stuff going on in Anita the 6th and the 7th. And this is partly new, partly maybe not, but it's called the Flea Market Alley. Tell us what the heck's going on, Jackie.
We're trying to get started a flea market that will be an annual event. And registration will be tonight, Friday night, from 4 to 6, and also Saturday morning from 6 to 8 for vendors to set up. Registration will be at the intersection of 148 and Airport Road. The times will be Saturday, June 6th, from 8 to 8, and Sunday from 8 to 6.
I'm guessing some people will sell out and they may disappear before the end of Sunday, but it's good to know because you have a lot of vendors. I mean, this isn't just a one person kind of thing.
No.
So there'll be some variety there.
A lot of variety. Some of the things are garage sale items, jewelry, fishing equipment, painted items and reclaimed junk items, glassware, old toys, automotive parts, fabric crafts, antiques, farm primitives. You can learn about hypnosis and learning to relax.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now, where is the Flea Market Alley taking place? I mean, in Anita, but
it is First Street.
First Street
is the alley south of Main Street.
Okay. And but there may be some other people around town who are also having garage sales. And
yes, there are.
And I know the Methodist Church is. And so this, the Flea Market Alley, is in the alley. That's really appropriate, Jackie.
Yes.
And fun then for people to kind of go from one vendor to the next vendor after they've kind of gotten parked and find all the treasures. Now what?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a flea market person, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so you're a good person to help set this all up. Of course, when there's an event like this, you mentioned the one kind of unusual thing, hypnosis. But a usual thing is you got to have food.
Yes, and we have two food vendors, the Kiwanis and some CAM students for Iowa Ambassadors of Music will also be serving food.
Mm.
And they will be set up on the south end of Walnut Street, which is just south of the alley.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, I think when we very first started, this is the same date as the White Pole Road, which goes mostly east of Anita.
Right. White Pole Road, usually garage sales are from Adair to Dexter.
So just get on the road, but from Atlantic especially, we need to stop in Anita first.
Correct. Yes, you do.
Now, you have, I'm sure, with all those different kinds of vendors, you have vendors coming from various places. They're not all just from Anita and Cass County.
No, they're from around Iowa. We have one coming from Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you mentioned, you know, something that I don't think of as I think of flea market. It's probably just because I have this narrow box kind of thing. But you mentioned car parts and tools.
Yes.
So that will be of interest to some folks that might just think about, well, this is household junk, household antiques. It's beyond that. So you have a nice variety. Now, you have some other things going on. I understand you have a raffle?
Uh-huh. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle on Saturday. And the winner will need to be present in the Banshell Park during intermission. And the intermission is Oak Tree Opry will be providing free entertainment in the Banshell Park starting at 7 on Saturday night.
Okay.
And during their intermission, they will draw for the 50-50 raffle, which will probably be around 8:30.
Are you selling those tickets now, the raffle tickets now, or will they just be sold on Saturday?
They'll just be sold on Saturday.
Okay. And right there in the alley.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So buy your ticket, and you might be the lucky winner, and you can just go out and spend some more stuff on junk.
Right. You might find something you really want and don't quite have enough, and there you go.
Yes. And you know, Jackie, that when we say junk, there are numerous TV shows now that are showing how to flip that stuff, how to make what looks like junk to one person into something that's really very good looking and very usable.
Exactly.
Whether it's furniture or decor or maybe outside art, or you just sort of have to think again outside the box, and some of us need a little push to do that. So if
they stop and then meet us first before they go on White Pole Road, maybe they will get ideas and can find things to do on their own.
There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm. And just a great place to start and enjoy Anita, because you have lots of resources. And mentioning that, you know, if you don't want to go on to the White Pole Road, maybe you just want to take a visit to the park.
To the park or to our 18-hole golf course, or there's just lots of things they can do here.
You bet. Make a day of it and have a great mm-hmm. time. Okay, so if people can still be a vendor, you're telling me that if you're just deciding last minute you want to be a vendor, they can still do that?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Do they need to call ahead or just show up early on Saturday morning?
We'll be registering in between 6 and 8 on Saturday morning or 4 to 6 tonight. If they have a trailer they want to bring in and just leave,
okay,
they can do that also.
Okay. Maybe a good point, because you want to get started, be set up and ready to go by 8 o'clock, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So where did this idea come from, Jackie?
Arlen Lund goes to a lot of flea markets, and he's just wanted to start to find a way to get people into Anita. And he came up with this idea, and we thought we'd just tie it in with White Pole Road, where people who were out looking for bargains would be out and about.
You bet. Really logical to have it at that same time. And I'm sure, as they've been promoting the White Pole Road thing, that that's drawing people from a wide area. Some people drive a long ways to go to one mm-hmm. of these. So that's good. And maybe some new folks will get acquainted with Anita and all the things that it has to offer.
And that would be great.
Yes. So now, can you talk a little more about the entertainment? You mentioned who would be doing that. Are there various performers? Do you have any? And I know they're responsible for it. Do you have any idea?
I'm not sure how many different, but there are several different ones that will be performing that night.
So
it should be a variety mm-hmm. of country music. So.
Okay. And come and go,
It'd
of course.
Entertaining.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what time does it?
Bring your lawn chair.
Okay.
Or there will be picnic tables in the park to sit out.
Okay. Yeah, you have a really nice park there with that band shell. Not every park has a band shell like you have, so that's a really nice area for performance. And what time does the entertainment start?
7 o'clock. On Saturday night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now we know, you know, it is finally spring getting into summer, why it's light for a long time, so it still will be great time at 7 o'clock. You know, Jackie, just in case somebody who's listening doesn't know where Anita is, I'm thinking that most people who listen to us probably do, but how do we find Anita? You didn't think about that because you know.
I did not. Well, we are 3 miles south of Interstate 80. We're halfway in between Des Moines and Omaha, or 13 miles east of Atlantic.
All right. Easy to find, and a great place to visit. I always enjoy when I come to Anita. And as we've talked about, lots of things to offer. If you want to take a visit out to the park, people really enjoy going to the Lake Anita State Park. And again, if you don't want to spend the whole day doing your flea market thing, you might even bring your fishing bowl along.
Or your golf clubs, just whatever.
There you go. There you go. And then you can hang around all day, and then you can come back at night and be in the park for entertainment. So great time for Anita at Flea Market Alley on June 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday. Make a weekend out of it. And again, you can look around town because there are other garage sales going on, but the flea market has them all kind of compact, all in one place there.
Correct.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Jackie Sander, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on what's happening in Anita. June 6th and 7th, Flea Market Alley. And until next time, here's a thought from Lucille Ball. She said, "Luck to me is hard work and realizing what is opportunity and what isn't."